This recording, Newfoundland 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long, round arch with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. This is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. Oh, there is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever found it. Didn't tell you what time I found it, did I? No. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he's looking for the pot of the gold at the end of the rainbow. Throughout the centuries, people have explained the rainbow in various ways. Some have accepted it as a miracle without physical explanation. To the Hebrews, it was a token that there would be no more universal floods. The Greeks used to imagine that it was a sign from the gods to foretell war or heavy rain. The Norsemen considered the rainbow as a bridge over which the gods passed from Earth to their home in the sky. Question, you've got to go to Eastport, which is where I'm from, coincidentally enough. And Eastport is different, is right next, St. Chad's is on the Eastport Peninsula. And Eastport is a little bit different than anywhere else in Newfoundland. It's probably a lot different than anywhere else in Newfoundland. For starters, it isn't really the typical outport fishing village. It's fairly new and modern community that was built in the center of a bunch of fishing communities, the typical outports, and was built primarily around agriculture. And it was actually planned by a guy who had a degree in agriculture and planning, so it's well laid out. And it's a nice place, nice houses, all that stuff. But the thing we've got that most people don't have is a beautiful, beautiful beach. So that people love to flock down to the beach in the summertime. It's silver sand, and it's very nice, and the road goes right down there, and people love to go there. It's culturally quite a bit different. As I say, it's not like an outport per se, but we've had several waves of enlightenment over the years. In the late 1960s, we had hosted the Eastport Festival, in which there were hundreds of hippies that descended upon us, and draft dodgers, and a lot of them still live there. And they've really affected people's thinking. They, opened up a lot of minds to alternate ways of viewing the world. You know, that would probably shock the hell out of a lot of small communities around the coast, probably. Years ago, I was in a program called Katimovic out on the west coast, and I said to the guy there, he's from Oshawa, I said, meet me out on the bridge in, half an hour or something. And he looks at me and says, meet me on the what? That's on the bridge. Come on, I'm in a rush. We don't have a bridge. the bridge, the bridge on the front of the house, the bridge. No, we don't have a bridge. It's the step. The step is a bridge from the house to the rest of the world. Yeah. Good one I heard recently, though, is because people make them up as they go along, but I don't know, probably this is used commonly elsewhere, but a guy said to me, he says, there's a difference between scratching your ass and tearing it all to pieces. That means there's a difference between doing something and taking it to an extreme. So you can, you can set out to play a part, or, for instance, in the current context, or you can, go to hell with it. That's all that means. Difference between scratching your arse and tearing it all to pieces.